Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Josh Appel is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He is the public address announcer for the Miami Marlins at Lone Depot Park. Marlins having a rough go of it, but he'd had a rough one last night. But Appel, as anyone who listens to this show knows, is a huge Panthers fan. Mm-hmm. Has been a Panthers fan since the inception and is frothing at the mouth.
But I also feel like I'm objective when I talk about them, too.
I think you're very objective. I think you're objective when you talk about all sports, for the most part. Panthers open the playoffs Sunday, Amerant Bank Arena, and they host the Lightning. So here was the thing, and we can talk Heat if we want or Marlins, but I really did want to give the Panthers some play today because the round one is upon us. I kind of was rooting for them to play Toronto. I've had PTSD over Tampa and Vasilevsky, and I was kind of rooting for Toronto, and now I'm not as scared as I once was. So you tell me, who do they match up better against? Because Plagans and who was it? George Richards, I think, arena this week. They told us they match up better against Tampa.
I think that's true. I do agree with that, but as is probably everybody else's concern, the big difference in goal, like Andrei Vasilevsky is the great equalizer, and he could very easily steal this series for a team in the Lightning that defensively is not very deep. One of their top two defensemen, Mikhail Sergachev, still out. Not sure if he's going to be back for this series or not. So they're really thin defensively. They are very thin as when it comes to forward depth. Obviously, they've got Nikita Kucherov, who just got his 100th assist of the season last night. And he's phenomenal, a candidate for the Hart Trophy this year. Stamkos has been great. Braden Point's been great. It's a great power play. But the Panthers, top to bottom, are better than Tampa Bay. They, I would say, dominated them in the season series this year. I know they lost to them in the final meeting, but if you watch that game, there was at one point in the third period where the Panthers were out shooting Tampa Bay like 50-16, and Andrei Vasilevsky stole that game for Tampa, and that is my biggest concern. I just wanted to roll the dice against the two goaltenders in Toronto as opposed to Vasilevsky. But here's the thing, I also want to exercise this demon. Like, the Panthers have lost the last two times they played to Tampa Bay in the playoffs. They got swept the last time they played Tampa Bay in the playoffs, the year they won the President's Trophy, and blew everything up and made Chris Whittingham hate the Panthers. So I relish the opportunity to play Tampa, but goaltending was the reason I would have rather faced Toronto. But I think they're better than both teams, and I think I agree with George and Doug. They match up better with the Lightning.
Yeah, that PSD gets me sometimes, too.
we all made eye contact. We were trying to hold it together.
What did I say?
You said PSD.
A PSD.
Oh, instead of PTSD.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, your tooth blew out the 2 o'clock hour, Crowder.
Yeah.
What?
I was arguing and one of my veneers flew out. About the Cavender twins. I don't know. It's just like to argue. Just
lost it. I didn't even notice it. I wasn't watching the video monitor. I wasn't watching it just then. But Solana's like, did your tooth just fly out of your mouth?
I didn't even know that was possible.
I didn't know either till today. And I popped it back in. It's crazy.
That's my get out of jail free card. It doesn't matter what goes on this show. I just have to say, your tooth flew out of your mouth while you're talking.
I have to come up with a better comeback because I don't have one right now. Give me a couple hours. you're big, and it's the Paul Ball thing. Like talking about, you know, the style of play, Paul Ball, Paul Maurice. Were they, like, they had that stretch later in the season where we were all concerned. And then when I watched the Leaf games, they just whooped the hell out of the Maple Leafs. Like, it was embarrassing. Was it 5-2 or something like that? Like, was it a little lull in there? Because it seemed like they made the playoffs, and then they really didn't play the way we watched them play. And then that last game is like, okay, it's playoff time. We're going to whoop some ass. Like, was it that lull, kind of the comfortable space of we're in the playoffs?
I think there was a certain degree of that. I think that it also coincided with a couple of injuries. Like Aaron Ekblad went out again, and they had a few guys in and out of the lineup because they were sick. Like, here's the thing. There's Crowder, you know, this is a former athlete. Like, when you clinch the playoffs, even if you're still like playing for the division, which they eventually won against Boston, who may have been tanking the last couple games. I'm on to them, by the way. That was some.
We declared it on this show, tanking.
That was absolutely tanking the last two games to play Toronto. Anyways, there was a lull. They weren't playing as well as we had seen them in previous times this season. But Paul, the great coach that he is, phenomenal with the media, comes out and he says, guys, relax. We'll be fine. There's certainly a change in mindset when you know for sure that you're going to be in, especially after what they went through last year to get into the playoffs at the end and keep that energy level and that style and that intensity up for – basically January through June. They were 6 months of that style and playing it really well and as good as anybody. And they survived the first however long it was, month and a half, without Aaron Ekblad and Brandon Montour. They stay above water there. Bobrovsky is having his best season as a Panther, should get Vezina Trophy votes. And yeah, over the course of 82 games, teams kind of go through lulls. This coincided with a couple of different factors. And look, the last 10 games of the year, they went 6-3-1, and they played well down the stretch, and I'm as confident in this team as any that I've ever followed or rooted for that they can turn it on. It almost reminds me of the Wade, LeBron, Bosch, Big Three Heat, the years they won the title. Like, when they wanted to turn it on, like, they turned it on, and I think that this Panther team is the same in that regard.
The only thing I would ask, though, is there a way to neutralize if Andrei Vasilevsky is a brick wall? Is there anything like you can do about that?
Like, well, I mean, if he's stopping everything you're throwing at him, like, no, you can't.
Right. That because you talk about, you know, I'd rather roll my dice with Toronto. I'm not scared of any team. Because of Paul Maurice, because of what he said and what you're saying there, which is this team is unbelievably talented and other teams should be scared of the Panthers. Panthers shouldn't be scared of the Lightning or the Maple Leafs or the Bruins or the Hurricanes. But man, if Vasilevsky does what he does consistently to the Panthers, there's just nothing you can do, right? That's it. You just have to sit there and take it.
Yeah, and I would say that happened last year to a lot of teams that played the Panthers, like Carolina,
right?
Ran into Bob. Toronto ran into Bob. I mean, they played what, 9 games over that stretch, and they went 8-1 because of Bob. And that, unfortunately, things kind of fell apart once the final started. But that is that like always happens in the playoffs in the NHL. There's always teams that get hot because the goalie plays well. And because of the high-end talent that Tampa has and because of who they have in goal, they are perfectly capable of being that team this year. Like, it would not surprise me. But I still think that, like, Bob can also outplay Vasilevsky too. Like, you just hope that Bob doesn't revert back to, you know, playoff Bob that we've seen in previous stops in his career. But look, I think this is perfect for the Panthers to finally get over that hump, because, you know, like we said earlier, they lost two times in the playoffs to Tampa Bay. Every time they had run into them, that's like always the game they get up for. So I think this is good for the state of Florida. It's good for hockey. It's good for the Panthers.
Why don't they put their booty in his face? I see people do that to goalies. Is Vasilevsky, you can't put your booty in his face?
Oh, I would imagine Kachuk's booty will be in Vasilevsky's face quite a bit.
Good question.
Yeah, very good.
I see them. They get in his way and they can't see. I say Vasilevsky.
That is the way to neutralize, right? You just kind of get in front of him. And you put Stanley C. Panther down there. You get everything.
Victory rat.
Victory rat.
Put
yeah.
Some booties sure, in his face.
Hey, Appel, outside of the goaltending, we know that's imperative. Who has to be the best player for the Panthers? Because last year, it was Matthew Tkachuk. It felt like he carried you through a lot of games where maybe you weren't playing well, but he came up with the brilliant moments. I wonder, is it Tkachuk again, or is it Reinhart? Like, does he just have to score a ton of goals like he did in the regular season in critical moments?
I still think Tkachuk is their X factor. I know Barkov caught a lot of heat last year for whatever reason because the production wasn't there. But in the playoffs, Barkov's always going to go up against the other team's top lines. And he's as good as he's going to win the Selke Trophy this year, which goes to the best defensive forward in hockey. He's going to win it again this year. I think it's Tkachuk. As Tkachuk goes, this team goes. It makes the lineup deeper. I think it's got to be 19 again. He's got to
not necessarily
them.
Scoring though.
No, because he's a facilitator, like,
right?
He's a facilitator. And the Panthers. I will say this: I am a little concerned about the power play because the power play did not finish the season clicking. And one of the things that they were so successful at, you know, Sam Reinhart led the NHL in power play goals, but didn't have one, I think, for the last 10 games, something along those lines. And it's because teams had kind of, quote unquote, figured out, like, Tkachuk below the goal line, feeding Reinhart in the slot right in front of the goalie. And that was their bread and butter the whole season. And it was working. Now they haven't been able to really get into that area much. We'll see how they can adjust. I mean, the power play goes as Tkachuk goes. The team goes, I think, as Tkachuk goes. So
who's the team that scares you most in the East?
Carolina.
Because that was, that's why we were Carolina. Looking yesterday at the odds. Carolina is the favorite to win the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, I think that the Jake Guentzel acquisition they made from Pittsburgh at the trade deadline just makes that team on another level. They were already fantastic defensively. There are some question marks in goal there. It's been a little inconsistent this year. They don't really have a guy. Freddie Anderson missed a lot of the season. I believe he's back now, but they are as good as anybody in the league defensively, and now they have another high-end scoring forward in Jake Guentzel. I don't think that if they matched up in the playoffs again this year, it would go the same way as it did a year ago.
And we talked to George Richard and Plagans, and they were talking about the goalie tandem of Stolarz and Bob might be the best in the playoffs right now. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, Stolarz, what a find that was by Bill Zito, by the way. Another W for Will Wido, as I like to call him. Because you replace the first letter of both his names with W for win.
Ah, like Will Wido. Like a yeah. win.
Yeah, like a W, like a win. So Stolarz, there was a lot of uncertainty about what Spencer Knight's situation would be. Spencer Knight spent the entire season playing a full year as a starter with the Charlotte AHL team, and he was solid, especially the back half of the year. And there was a question mark about what the Panthers would do with their backup goaltending situation. And bringing in Anthony Stolarz, I mean, the guy's goals against average is right around 2. They have just as much of a shot with him winning games when he started, or with them winning games when he's in goal, as they do with Bob. I mean, you want to talk about stealing games. Like, that's not an easy spot for a backup goaltender, because you're playing a lot of back-to-backs where the team's not 100% in front of you because they just played the night before, and they relied on him quite a bit this year. And it helped Bob, too, because he didn't have to play as many games. Stolarz, an incredible find that if he has to play in the playoffs, I have full confidence in that guy, and I think the entire team does too.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's not
the
hope
game start at 12:30 or 1. We can't figure it out.
I'm going to say it'll start at like 12:39.
Because everybody seems to be saying 1, but then the official release from the league says 12:30, and we're kind of stumped.
Well, who says 1?
I think it was Barry Jackson and Mike Cugno.
Baz, I trust. Cugno, I don't know.
Not so much.
Yeah.
What are you doing Saturday between 11 and 3?
What am I doing Saturday between 11 and 3? I don't think I'm doing anything between Saturday and 11 and 3.
Well, perhaps you'd like to see Crowder Powder in action.
Whoa.
At Delaware Chicken Farm.
Whoa.
It's Crowder Powder Day at Delaware Chicken Farm. Crowder's going to be cooking up some, what do you got, like some meats or something?
Yeah, some meats.
All right. And
how the coal's going to be?
You're going to put the Crowder Powder on it?
My coal's about to be hot, I'll tell you that much. Yeah, we put the Crowder Powder chicken. I really don't know. I'm going to just walk around Delaware and grab meat and pour Crowder Powder on it and put it on the grill.
Are you going?
I'm going. Lori and I are going. Joe Zagacki and his wife are going. And wow. I was curious if you and Mara wanted to go.
Well, Mara's out of town, but which opens up my schedule a bit.
Tell you what.
When the cat's away,
nice
the mice will
women
play.
Is Delaware Chicken Farm. If you're living the bachelor life for a weekend.
If he can recover from Friday night, he can make it. He's out.
Yeah, let me tell you. Let me tell you.
Crowder, are you going to be able to eat, do you think, with the faulty tooth?
Listen, this is a whole new conundrum that I just fell into.
What are you gonna? You gonna powder up like a smoothie or something? What are you gonna do there?
I called my dentist and said, "Hey, my tooth flew out on air. What do I do?" I'm waiting for a response.
Well, if you'd like to join us Saturday, 11 to 3, Delaware Chicken Farm, a little Crowder Powder display.
Listen, I need. I'm tired of the bag of Crowder Powder that I have. Like the beta testing.
Oh, you don't
testing.
Have the actual.
I don't
vessel?
Have the actual. No. What is that? What it's called? A vessel.
I call it a vessel.
He calls it a vessel.
Vessel. I thought you said vessel. I was like,
it's a bottle. It's a bottle.
Is it a bottle?
Just a bottle of bottle of seasoning.
I think you have a bottle of seasoning. You have a vessel of seasoning.
That's never been said before.
Well, agree to disagree.
Hey, Josh, I know a guy. I got you.
All right. Well, tell your guy I need one.
Well, when he says, I got you, it's
852.
$8.52.
Ain't no free rides around here, Josh.
No, sir. Someone's got to pay for those veneers.
Especially now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.